This news update's being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a dramatic turn of events in the Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, Jared Cash Butterfields pleaded not guilty to a litany of serious charges, setting the stage for a high-stakes jury trial next summer. Butterfield faces an 8-count case, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm even by strangulation, multiple domestic violence charges, weapons possession by a prohibited person, and 3 counts felony firearm. Notably, a request to add a sexual conduct charge was denied by district court, solidifying the current formidable list of accusations. The defendant, currently held in federal custody, will require in-person appearances, adding a layer of logistical complexity to the proceedings. His defense attorney, Jessica Risky, has signaled an aggressive legal strategy, promising a flurry of written motions well before the final pretrial conference. With a $100,000 cash surety bond continued, the legal battle's officially underway. A jury trial is now slated for August 25th, with a crucial plea cutoff and final pretrial conference scheduled for August 3rd. All eyes will be on Judge Prill's courtroom as this complex case unfolds. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill's courtroom, a moment of unchecked anger has landed Cody Mitchell Fritz a high-stakes gamble with East Freedom. The 33-year-old, with no prior criminal record, pleaded no contest to home invasion third degree, but instead of immediate sentencing, has been handed a rare 10-month delayed sentence. Judge Prill didn't mince any words, telling Fritz his actions were born of anger and frustration in a clear case of not thinking. The court acknowledged Fritz's consistent employment and clean history, suggesting the incident was a stark deviation from his character. Now Fritz walks a tightrope. For the next 10 months, he's under intense supervision. Conditions include a strict no-contact order with Nicholas Gordon, requiring him to stay 500 feet away from Gordon's home, school, or work. He's banned from weapons and must complete a Thinking Matters program, perform community service, and submit to warrantless searches of his person, property, and even his computer. The stakes couldn't be higher. Successful complete every condition, and the felony conviction might never officially appear on his record. Fail, and he faces significant jail time. His fate will be decided on January 25th of next year when he returns to Judge Prill's courtroom for a review. This isn't just a sentence, it's a test of redemption. In a quiet Sunday morning was shattered by gunfire on Bay City's east side, leaving bullet holes in homes and vehicles, and a 22-year-old Saginaw man behind bars. Police say officers on patrol heard multiple shots ring out around 12:34 a.m. near 21st Street, and when they arrived, they discovered a chaotic scene. At least 2 houses and 2 vehicles had been struck by gunfire during what was reportedly a house party. Investigators believe the violence began when shots were fired from a passing vehicle toward a residence. In response, people attending the party allegedly fired back, unintentionally hitting nearby homes and cars in the process. Despite the alarming exchange, authorities confirmed no injuries were reported. Officers later executed a search warrant at the scene, recovering several shell casings as evidence. The investigation quickly expanded with assistance from multiple agencies, including the Bay County Sheriff's Office, Hampton Township's Public Safety Department, Essexville's Public Safety, and the Michigan State Police. Police have since arrested a 22-year-old man from Saginaw in connection with the incident, and his name has not yet been released. Authorities continue to investigate and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tips can be shared with the Bay City Department of Public Safety at 989-892-8571, or anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. As the investigation unfolds, residents are left grappling with a troubling reminder of how quickly a nice celebration can turn dangerous. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill is easy with Mowry Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Mowry Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Mowry Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mowry Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And we're back with more news. A federal prosecutor admitted today that the government lacks sufficient evidence to proceed with a misconduct case against the Federal Reserve Chair. The investigation into alleged insider information sharing has been closed without charges. The announcement provided an immediate boost to the stock market, which has been wary of leadership instability at the Fed. The chair has maintained that the allegations were politically motivated and that the focus should remain on curbing inflation. Following the recent assassination of Ali Lajarjani, Iran has named Mohammad Bagnar Zoghadar as the new Secretary of Supreme National Security Council. Zoghadar is a veteran military figure known for his deep ties into the country's security apparatus. His appointment is seen as a move to stabilize the Iranian defense hierarchy during active conflict. International observers are closely watching his first public statements for signals on whether Iran will move toward escalation or negotiation. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the thumb, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Mauer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick for Mauer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Mauer Electric today at 989-269-8171. That's 989-269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.